Zephaniah, chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O nation that has no shame. Before the decree brings forth, before the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes on you, before the day of Yahweh's anger comes on you. Seek Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, who have kept his ordinances, seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be you will be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. For Gaza will be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation, they will drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron will be rooted up. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of Yahweh is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines, I will destroy you, that there will be no inhabitant. And the seacoast will be pastures, cisterns of shepherds and folds for flocks. And the portion will be for the remnant of the house of Judah, they will feed their flocks thereupon, in the houses of Ashkelon they will lie down in the evening, for Yahweh their God will visit them, and bring back their destiny. I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the revilings of the sons of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people, and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore as I live, says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab will be as Sodom, and the sons of Ammon as Gomorrah, a possession of nettles, and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation, the residue of my people will make a prey of them, and the remnant of my nation will inherit them. This they will have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh will be awesome to them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men will worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the nations. You Ethiopians also, they are slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation, and dry like the wilderness. And herds will lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations, both the pelican and the porcupine will lodge in her capitals, their voice will sing in the windows, desolation will be in the thresholds, for he has laid bare the cedar work. This is the joyous city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none besides me, how has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Everyone who passes by her will hiss, and wag his hand.